Parental advisory, explicit content. The following songs you're about to hear contain cursing and may contain references to violence, sexual situations, or substance abuse. Whammy Radio is not responsible for the content featured in this digital recording. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are solely those of the original authors and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of ESPN, Bleacher Report, SB Nation, the National Basketball Association and its staff, and or any or all contributors to this digital recording. Portions of this podcast have been pre-recorded. The reproduction or redistribution, in part or in whole, of this digital recording is strictly prohibited.
Whammy Radio.
If you haven't figured it out by now, this isn't your usual podcast in the World Wide Web with the balls to break down the walls. This is the special Los Angeles Clippers edition of Whammy Radio. I'm your host, the Whammy Giveaway, and here with me to talk about the rebirth of the LA Clippers, putting the fade to black on the Dark Matter Radio Network, in your face from Burbank to outer space, Jimmy Church.
How you doing?
Whammy Radio is about to go where no podcast has ever gone before. It's Clipper Talk from here on out. Everything you wanted to know about the former Lob City, I got you covered. The regular season, the postseason, the offseason, you name it, I got it. And if you think that these Clippers are still your daddy's Clippers, you might want to stay tuned for a little Clipper Psychology 101. It's going to be a Clipper-palooza. But before we get things started, Jimmy Church, what is your current take on the Clippers?
Well, I'm going to go back 3 years. And by the way, thank you for having me on.
You're welcome.
The Clippers can thank David Stern. When David Stern stopped the trade with the Lakers 3 years ago, Christmas, if you remember, and we had the delay in the season, and then we had a Christmas Day start to the season. When David Stern stepped in, it changed everything here in Los Angeles. It put the brakes on any future for the Lakers, and the Lakers have not recovered. To this day, the Lakers have been rolling that rock uphill, and they weren't able to get the right point guard, and they still suffer for that. Nash was not the answer and was not a forward-thinking change for the Lakers. And I understand this is a Clippers podcast, but what does that really mean? Well, the Clippers can thank the way that things went down 3 years ago. And with Blake Griffin in place, they only needed the same things that the Lakers needed at that time. And a step in David Stern. And now, you know, just look what happened to Los Angeles. The entire scenery and landscape changed. And the Clippers were the team that they always wanted to be. And you can just point it back. And that's where everything changed. I look now, I'm happy for the Clippers. The Clippers went through so many years of not having anything to hope for. And, you know, now every day is just a great day. Every day points to the future. Every day they're looking at the playoffs and they can look at the possibility of going all the way and going to the finals. But it all goes back to what David Stern did 3 years ago.
Doc Rivers is running the show now. Chris Paul's still the best point guard on the planet. Blake Griffin has become a superstar. DeAndre Jordan's a burden on the rebounds department. What do you say of this team?
You know, I've always believed in DeAndre. And it was kind of weird how nobody, you know, he needed a chance. He needed a team to show that what he could do. It's not always about wingspan, which he has, but it's about talent. And I always believed in DeAndre. Now, let me just say this about Blake Griffin, and I mean this. I have gone to every opening game, every opening weekend for the Clippers. Okay? I've done that for years, and I've done it for the last 3 years, too, as things changed. There's one thing that Clippers fans don't see on television. When you go to a Clippers game live, Blake had a really bad crybaby phase that he went through. And I would watch him off camera, you know, kicking balls, getting upset, you know, prima donna thing. And he was getting all of the, you know, it's all the commercials and slam dunk content, you know, all of that stuff was going down for him. I think it affected him 2 years ago, 3 years ago. He's now settled in. Now, Blake is understanding his talent and he's understanding the NBA and what it takes to be a superstar in the NBA. And he settled down, and he has found himself. Chris Paul is Chris Paul. Now that they've kind of settled in and found themselves, now that he's found himself, the team is starting to gel, and now they're frightening. And I think they can go all the way. I don't see anything stopping them. We were talking earlier about the first round. Well, they're going to handle the Warriors, no problem. The West is tough. The West is never easy. But I think that they're going to be okay, and I think we can actually see them go to the finals this year. The last few years, you know, the thing is, nothing's a given in the NBA. Just because you're good and you have talent and you have superstars doesn't mean you get to punch your ticket all the way to the finals. And they tasted that last year and the year before.
Your new website and radio show, Fade to Black, tries to uncover the truth behind parallel universes, time travel, aliens, lost civilizations, and my personal favorite, conspiracies. Since the NBA has had its fair share of conspiracies over the years, I thought I'd share this one with you. Ready for this?
Let's go.
The NBA lockout and the rise of the Clippers all had to do with the Lakers' failure to three-peat. Phil Jackson always won in threes, but their squandered opportunity to three-peat angered then-Commissioner David Stern. So he punished the Lakers by imposing a lockout that lasted till December. And when the Lakers tried to trade for Chris Paul, Stern gave them a big screw you and opted for the Clippers trade package instead. Jim Buss, son of the late great Dr. Jerry Buss, wants revenge on the Clippers for stealing CP3 and is willing to join forces with their arch nemesis, the Boston Celtics, by trading for Rajon Rondo. And if the Lakers and Celtics do join forces, it might help convince the NBA to finally put out a Lakers-Clippers playoff series. Any truth to this?
Yeah, there is truth to that. There is 100% truth to that. But the problem is, the Clippers don't have to worry about a thing, because Rajon Rondo isn't the answer. And there's one thing that he may be quick on his feet. He may be quick in the lane. He's good off the dribble. There's no doubt about all of that, but he doesn't have a shot. And he won't have a shot in his career. He hasn't gotten a shot yet. And they can bring Rajon Rondo in, but they need a shooting guard and they need a shooting point guard. And that is not the answer. So, yeah, the conspiracy, is it there? Would it happen? Absolutely. Did the Lakers have the pull to pull something like that off? Absolutely. The NBA needs the Lakers to succeed for ratings and everything else. The rest of the country watches the Lakers too, not just Los Angeles. But is Rajon Rondo the answer? No. Chris Paul was the answer, and he went to the dark side.
That's a really good way of saying that. The Clippers are really the sons of the Boston Celtics, hence the name stepchild of the Lakers. That's one. Two, the Lakers and Celtics are the two teams who saved the NBA from bankruptcy in the late 1970s, so the NBA owed them big, and by big, I mean big 1-0 for the Lakers.
You know, Fade to Black is, you know, I was a sportscaster. Well, I still am. You know, that doesn't leave your blood. With Fade to Black, Fade to Black is the biggest show in the country, and it's taken off, and it's great, but sportscasting is in my blood, and I dearly miss it. And I didn't leave the fans out there behind. There's a reason for everything. And I will always try to incorporate sports, Los Angeles, the Clippers, and Lakers into the broadcast. And there's other guys out there like myself that are doing it and combining everything. And it's okay. You know, it's just having fun and having interesting topics. I'm going to throw it back to you, though. Whammy. Do you think there's a conspiracy?
I definitely believe it, but it's going to be very tricky for the NBA to pull off. And that's if they want to do it. Stern isn't the commissioner anymore. Jim Buss is Donald Sterling 2.0. And the Lakers have went from talk of the town to just another punchline.
And honestly, one of the best things for the NBA would be a Clippers-Lakers showdown. That would be an absolute amazing thing. They would really have to rig the brackets, though. I don't know how they could pull that off. You have to remember, it comes down to seeds and everything else. But to pull it off, would it be possible? It would be amazing.
It would have worked if the Lakers got Phil Jackson.
Well, you know, yeah, that's possible, too. I mean, you have to remember that the Buss family pulls a lot of weight. And not only with Los Angeles, but with the NBA in general. And could something like that, with anything, you know, with an arch rival like Boston and being able to pull that off, you know, and the thing is this, we all know, I think everybody will concede one fact, that the Lakers don't have a point guard. They don't. And is that, you know, with the amount of years left that Kobe has, is it possible to get one more run, you know, with Kobe, out of Kobe, if they did pull in a point guard, you know, the guy? And I don't know. The really good guys out there, there's five. There may be four. And one of them plays for the Clippers.
I love that.
Yeah. And so it's a problem. I would love to see Kobe get another ring. We all would love to see that. And we need to answer that Michael Jordan-Kobe argument once and for all. Then, of course, there's the all-time points. Will Kobe have an honest shot at that? he can't do it unless he has another point guard. You know, you can't just go out there and try to rack up. He needs to average, what, 27 points a game for the next 3 years to pull that off. And I would like to see him do that. I mean, that's a record that nobody thought would be challenged. He's right there statistically. He can do it. The numbers say that he could do it. But out of all of that, he's got one other thing in his way, and it's the Clippers. And the Clippers are for real. The Clippers are not a joke anymore, and they haven't been for 3 years, but now it's not a flash in the pan. This is the thing about the Clippers, and I speak for every Clipper fan out there, and I am one of them. When they put the team together and it got together, you know what? It's just like your Pandora's box. It's like, okay, this is only going to last for a year. Something bad's going to happen again. You know, they've had so many number one picks and so much hope over the years that everything was always dashed after a season or after a halfway through the season. Well, you know what? We're three, almost 4 years into this run now with the Clippers. The Clippers are for real, and the Clippers are not going away. And the Clippers now, it's like they're looking down on the Lakers. It's not a dream anymore. This is reality. The Clippers are here to stay, and Kobe has to deal with that.
You know what would be scary for the Lakers?
What's that? There's a lot of scary things.
If Kobe left the Lakers to join the Clippers, because Michael Jordan won all his six as a Bull, Kobe is still having trouble trying to get that sixth ring. What if the only way he can win his six is if he joins the team that his father once played for?
That is out there. That is out there for everybody. The thing is, we all know, you know, he's only been a Laker. Well, sort of, but he's always been a Laker. The thought of Kupchak or the buses making some kind of crazy move to trade Kobe and get something out of him and start to, you know, rebuild the Lakers in that fashion. You're absolutely right. That is an absolute nightmare. I don't know. You know, crazier things have happened, and it's not out of the realm of possibilities, but I would hate to see that. I'm a firm believer with all pro sports. I'm a diehard fan, and I didn't want to see Peyton Manning leave the Colts. I didn't. I wanted to see him retire a Colt. I really did. And look at the success that he's had now, you know, with Denver. And you can go to any, it doesn't matter, any team, anywhere. I like to see guys just stay with their teams. And that's just the way that I am. And I think it's good for the fans. I mean, it would be a drag to see Blake Griffin leave the Clippers. You know, it would bother me. And I hope that the core of the Clippers stays together, just like the Lakers. You know, I didn't want to see Eddie Jones leave. That bummed me out. That bummed me out a lot. It bummed Eddie Jones out. And Eddie Jones was never the same player again. And I hope you understand what I'm saying. So with Kobe, yeah, that would be, you know what, though? As crazy as the buses are, Mitch Kupchak are, I don't think they would trade him to the Clippers. But you're absolutely right. Would they do it just to allow him to get a chance at a ring? Well, if Kobe asked for it, I think that they would honor it. Would they do it to rebuild the team? I don't think they would do that. I think they would try to get Kobe to retire a Laker. And again, you know, it's just me being a fan, but fans have been disappointed in the past too. So you just never know. And then, you know what? What if something like that did happen? And then Kobe goes, you know, the Clippers wouldn't get him for free. You know, that's the other thing. They would have to give up something, a lot, because there's money involved on the table. But what if he went to the Clippers and then got injured? And then the Clippers are right back. You know, that's just me, and that's just the way I look at things. But you know what? And I'm serious. The Clippers are here to stay. They are very young, very, very young, and they've got another 5, 6, 7 years out of this core group of guys. Think about it. Who's the oldest guy in the team? J.J. Redick? It's just crazy to look at things like that. I mean, they are just a young team, and they've got a good 5, 6, 7 years of brightness in front of them.
I think the Clipper fans are going to be excited for the next 10 years of fun, depending on the fate of the Lakers.
No doubt, no doubt. And in the meantime, the Clippers can just have fun. And just as long as they keep growing, keep gelling, keep maturing, the key to the Clippers, it wasn't Chris Paul, and it wasn't Matt Barnes, and it wasn't DeAndre. It really wasn't. It was Blake Griffin growing up. And that made a big difference on the team. You have to let go of your childhood and realize that it's a team. It's not all about you. It's not about Kia commercials and all of that stuff. It's not.
Perkinator.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So he's gotten past that. And I think he's growing up and he's had his fun, but he's got his yayas out. And the key to the team really is him gelling. I mean, Chris Paul came to the team mature. Matt Barnes has played with enough squads and including the Lakers. You know, Matt Barnes is a guy that's a mature player. And DeAndre never had a problem with his head, if you know what I'm saying. So,
I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah. And so Blake has grown up and the team just seems unstoppable. They really do. They have all of the key ingredients. They really honestly do. And they've got a strong bench. So I can see them going to the finals. They're going to have a problem in the finals once they get there because the finals are the finals. And you don't get to the NBA Finals, like you don't get to the Super Bowl, without being really, really, really good and really deep. But I think the Clippers can get there out of the West.
Speaking of Griffin's growth, I want to get your take on the ejection of Blake Griffin. Did that also contribute to his maturity? That was the one on December 25th where the Warriors rigged the game with the two technicals to get him tossed.
The quick answer to that would be that always helps. And nobody likes going through that. But yeah, the answer is yes. The thing is that he needs to continue to realize you can be the biggest superstar in the game. Pick the name. It doesn't matter. You can get ejected. You can get suspended. And you don't have a get out of jail free card. It doesn't apply. And you have to constantly be cognizant of that. And that was one of his problems in the first two seasons with the Clippers. Is honestly, when you get all of that money and you come in and you're talented like you are, you have sudden friends. You have friends on friends. Everybody is your buddy. And everybody's saying yes. And nobody is saying no. And
yes, friends.
Yes. And for Blake, or for, no, not for Blake. Well, for Blake, but for the wrong head, for the wrong mind. You suddenly think you can do whatever you want. Well, you know what? He was put into check. And I think that over the last couple of years, we've seen him grow up. Look, I couldn't believe I would go to Clippers games and I would watch him every time he was touched. He would just run up to the refs. He would cry. He would do this. Every time he was called for a foul, you thought Kobe was bad with that, you know, and it was just like, watching him cry and go to the bench and throw stuff. I'm just like, dude. And most fans across the country or Clippers fans that are sitting at home, they don't see that on the camera. The NBA is very cautious about how things are shot. I would watch the live feed and then I would watch Blake. And the cameras were never on him. They were never on him. If the fans knew that, there would be more of an uproar about that. But anyway, he has settled that down. He's been spoken to, and I'm sure Matt Barnes has pulled him aside, one of the veteran guys in the NBA, pulled him aside and said, look, man, you can't cry like that.
Especially on Twitter.
Yeah, that's another example. And the thing is with the NBA, and this isn't college basketball, this is NBA, and everybody is good in the NBA. You only have so many available jobs, and the D League is waiting for you. It's right there. You want to go do that? No. I have had friends that were really good in college that would go out, we'd play ball, and they would hit 23 pointers in a row and never miss. And you would just say to yourself, man, why aren't you in the NBA? You can handle the ball the way that you, and I would watch countless friends of mine, the guys that I've hung out with that were really skilled basketball players, but they weren't good enough for the NBA. When you play in the NBA, you are really, really good. Everybody is playing serious ball. And so they're going to put their hands on Blake and they're going to foul Blake and they're going to play Blake hard. Just because you are good doesn't mean you're not going to get somebody coming up and challenging you. you know, probably Matt and a couple of other, you know, Chris, you know, sat him down and said, you've got to stop the crybaby stuff, man. We need to move forward as a team. It's not about you. It's about it being a team. And I've seen the changes in him. And I'm serious about that, though. The team isn't, I think everybody on the team is really, really good and is growing up, but it's all about Blake making those changes. And that is what's helped them so much.
Thank you so much for appearing on my podcast, Jimmy Church.
Absolutely. Good luck with everything. And if you need me, let's, you know, come back and grab me in the middle of the first round.
Sure, sure. No problem. I'll try and get a podcast around that time. Tell them where you're at on the web. The revolution is dying to know.
Twitter is at JChurchRadio. The website is JimmyChurchRadio.com. I'm the guy that's sitting in for Art Bell on the Dark Matter Radio Network. So you can go there, Dark Matter Radio. You can go to artbell.com. What am I leaving out? YouTube is KJCR Fade to Black. And everything is Jimmy Church, Jimmy Church Radio. Go find it, Google it, and come visit and listen to the show and call in. All right?
I gotcha.
And like I said, come find me. It'll be my pleasure to come back in the middle of the first round. It's either going to be 2-0 or it's going to be 0-2. And Golden State, you know, let's not forget, they're still a solid team. They may be number six right now, but Golden State always plays everybody in California hard. Just ask the Lakers.
Now, I can't send Jimmy Church off without playing the proper farewell greeting, if you can tell me the password.
All night long.
I've also would have accepted Pentagon. Fred Ketz of ESPN's Clipper Blog coming up next. But first, chase the rainbow.
See ya.
Whammy Radio.
Come back tomorrow for part two of the Whammy Radio Clippers podcast, where I'll be joined by Fred Katz of Clipper Blog to talk about the Clippers regular season in a nutshell.